We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There's so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we've carved out a space just for you, the creative entrepreneur making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is much that we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt and welcome to Proof to Product. This week we are doing things a little bit differently than we normally do. We are turning the tables and I will be your guest for the next few days. I'll be sharing behind the scenes on a big and exciting shift that I made in my business. Yesterday, we made two big announcements. The first is that we changed my company name from Trade Show Bootcamp to Proof to Product. And secondly, we've launched a brand new website for the Proof to Product brand, and it's just going to be such a valuable resource for all of you. Now, this decision to rebrand and change the name of my company has been a very long process. It's something I've toyed with for probably about 3 years in different ways, and you'll hear about that today. And it involved a lot of logistics. It involved emotional highs and lows, and really some serious soul searching as an entrepreneur. I don't mean to sound dramatic, but if you guys have been in a position like this, you know what I'm talking about, and you'll hear me talk about it today. But I knew in my gut, and I knew from the get-go, that I wanted to share behind the scenes with all of you here on the podcast. But as I sat down to record these, I was having a hard time sharing my story on my own. There's just so much to cover and so many aspects of this that I feel are important to all of you. So I invited Caroline Hull of Caroline Creates to join me. And over the next 3 days, we will be sharing her interview with me about the Trade Show Bootcamp to Proof to Product rebrand and the new website that we've created. So today on episode 101, we are talking about why I decided to change my business name and the fears that were behind it. Tomorrow on episode 102, we will tackle the logistics, including our new website, the legal decisions, the business model, and marketing plans. And then on Thursday, episode 103, I'm going to share our marketing plan for how we rolled out the new name and the new website. And I'll also tell you how you can get involved to celebrate with us. So thank you for listening. Be sure to check out our new online home at prooftoproduct.com. And I hope you enjoy these episodes. Hey, Caroline, thank you so much for joining me today. We're turning the tables here, and I'm going to be sitting in the interviewee spot today. But I want to thank you. This is something that is like a really important conversation I want to have. But I sat here and I tried to do this interview by myself like 3 or 4 different times, and there was just so much to cover. So thank you for coming on and helping me tell the story of rebranding and changing my company name.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on to do this. I'm so excited to talk about this topic because I feel like this is one of those things that so many of us business owners think about, especially as we grow and evolve. I know that I'm personally in this space where I'm about to embark on this. And so I'm super excited to sit down and talk with you, and lots of questions, lots of burning details I want to know about. So
you, and it seems like everyone else. So yeah, I'm gonna get super vulnerable here with all of you guys, because all of you are my people, and this has been a process. So anyhow, you go ahead, and this is your show now.
Oh my gosh, whoo, pressure. So okay, you are rebranding your business.
Yes,
I want you to take us back to the very beginning. When you started having inklings that this was something that you needed to do, like, what did that feel like? Those original kind of feelings like, I need to change my name. I mean, it just seems like such a huge thing. How did you get from, I might want to do this, to we're doing this?
Yeah, that's a great question. It took a very long time. So, you know, the short story here, I could say we outgrew our name. We're, you know, Trade Show Bootcamp just doesn't fit what we're doing anymore. That we, you know, when we first started this 8.5 years ago, we were just teaching people about how to do trade shows. And since then, we've added product development and sales tools and working with sales reps and, you know, pitching retailers and business operations and scaling, like all these things, right? And so for several years now, I've felt like, gosh, Trade Show Bootcamp just doesn't articulate all the different things that we do and how we help business owners. And it doesn't speak to who we're helping or how we're helping them. And so But it took me a really long time to like take action. At the beginning, I felt this all the bubbles of nerves and excitement started maybe 3.5 years ago, 4 years ago even.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a long process. This feels weird to even admit it all. But at first I thought, you know what? We've just outgrown the look and feel of what the Trade Show Bootcamp logo is. Like, we have this really strong community, and I feel like our logo looks outdated. So at first I started with, like, let's just refresh the brand, you know, the look and feel of it. And I worked with, no joke, 4 different designers who I highly respect and admire, and I love their work. And we just couldn't land on anything that felt right. We didn't, there was nothing that felt like, yes, this is it. This is like our next evolution of this brand. And so I thought, okay, well, maybe it's not the look and feel that needs to change. Maybe it's just like, I really want a new website. I've needed a new website for a while. It's not serving our audience very well. So I said, we'll keep Trade Show Bootcamp. We'll keep the look of it, but let's just build out a new website that serves our audience better and provides more to them. And I went through months of interviewing people and getting proposals, and I decided on somebody, and we started to move forward. About a month into the project, he had some personal things happen that stopped the project, basically, and he wasn't able to complete it. And so we parted ways amicably, and I was all for him taking care of what he needed to take care of. But it felt like every turn I took where I was trying to improve the brand or trying to, like, help. I felt like we were outgrowing the brand. I felt like it was growing up, and yet I kept hitting walls. Like, okay, the brand refresh isn't working out the way I want to. This new website I'm trying to build isn't working out the way I wanted to. And it made me really uneasy. It made me question, like, are we on the right path here? Like, am I supposed to be doing these things? You know, and it frustrated me because, again, I didn't feel like we were helping people as best we could. We had all these resources available in all these different ways, but we weren't communicating it. And that was really frustrating for me. So that was like literally 2016, 2017. And I basically, in that time too, we started Proof to Product. That was in May of 2017. And that kind of took a life of its own on, and I was excited. I was working hard on that, and I just thought it was going to be the podcast. And it wasn't until, I guess it was the spring of 2018, I was at my mastermind retreat, and they weren't the first to tell me this, but they were the first to, like, truly push me. They said, you need to step into Proof to Product more, and that needs to be your brand, because that name really speaks more to who you're serving and what type of work you're doing. And I just remember being like, what you're saying makes sense to me, but that feels really scary and really, like, how do you change your business name after you've been in business for 7-8 years, you know?
Yeah, it's like your identity. It's how people know you. I think there's this fear of, like, nobody's going to know me anymore, or, like, what if I change the name and then people don't resonate with it as much as they did the name before?
100%.
Yeah, I think those are all the same fears that I think I'm feeling those right now too. Like, just, you know, and so you hesitate. And so that was a year ago, you said that.
It was a year ago. Yeah. And but I said, nope, this is what we're doing. But I really wanted to go back to basics though. So I you know, we kept Trade Show Bootcamp, we kept all of our programming, Proof to Product was humming along like we were, and I thought, okay, this makes sense, but how am I going to execute this, and how am I going to do it that still maintains the integrity of the community that we've built, that lets everybody know that I'm still here to serve you, and I'm still here to help you, but we're also making a change, and this business is growing up, and we want to, like, take you along for the ride. And so I broke it down to the basics. I went back to, who is our audience? Who what kind of programming do they need? What kind of problems do we need to solve for them? Why are people Googling us? Why are they listening to the show? Why are they coming to Paper Camp? You know, and I look through our past surveys from our programming, you know, at the end of our programs, we do surveys. So I read through all of those. I was really, like, studying our alumni Facebook group and looking at the things people were talking about and needing help with. Because to me, this is all part of a bigger customer journey. Like, I want a website that serves our audience better, that not just sells well for us as a business, but also I want to make sure that we're taking our customers on, we're meeting them where they are in their business and solving a problem for them to help them get to the next level. So
And I think that brings up a really good point that like rebranding isn't just about picking a new name and picking a new logo.
Right.
Like this is about looking at the entire picture and making sure that it all works and fits together and makes sense for your audience.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I took it back to basics and looked at our business model, our audiences, our programming, our pricing, like everything. And once I had kind of fine-tuned that, I thought, okay, now that I feel good in that, I feel like I clearly understand who we're talking to and what we're doing. That gave me more confidence, really.
Right.
To make this name change because I thought to myself, this isn't a vanity move. And you know, it's not just me wanting a fresher look or feel or a pretty new website. This is me building this out so that we can do a better job at supporting our people.
Yeah. I think that's so, so important because you need to have clarity on those things, especially before you start spending money on designers on a new website. You know, like you said before, in the past, you had worked with designers and worked on a website and none of it seemed to click because you hadn't gained that clarity from that full picture perspective. And I think that's really important.
And I think, to your point, I was working with an old vision in my head. I was thinking about our business when we first started and who my audience was there. And really, that's evolved. And so I don't know. I'm a firm believer that we need to go back as entrepreneurs and constantly be reevaluating, you know, who are we working with and what are we giving them and how are we providing maximum value to them? And so here I am thinking, no, we're on the right. You know, when I did that, tried the rebranding and then the website, I had the wrong people in mind. I had the wrong goals in mind. It just wasn't clicking because we had grown past what I was envisioning, basically, I guess.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, you know, we do grow and evolve as people and our businesses grow and evolve too. And like I've watched you, I've been following you forever. And it's been really cool to watch you grow and watch your brand grow. Like I've seen it. And so it makes a lot of sense, you know, from my perspective, because I've seen you grow. I see that you are now so much more than just Trade Show Bootcamp. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you're offering so much more value to your audience. And so it's exciting for me as a fan and a follower
and a team member and an alumni member, yeah. And yes,
you've all been the things, but to see that growth and to see, you know, just you coming into that has been really cool to watch. So
thank you.
That's really cool. So when you went back and you did the work and you gained all the clarity and you figured out, okay, who my audience is and all that kind of stuff, what was like the next step to moving forward?
Yeah, for me, so doing that hard work, I really mapped out like, what are we offering? What's this customer journey look like? So basically looking at each person, we have four audiences. We have people that are brand new to business. We have that are just getting started with product. We have people that are getting started with wholesale, people getting started with trade shows. And then we have people that are scaling their business. And that also oftentimes are our alumni that have already come through Paper Camp. And so I had to look at each of those four audiences, those segments separately, and really think about where are they coming into our website or into our social or into our podcast or wherever they're finding us and what do they need first? And so I kind of had to rethink our offerings and our programming and think, okay, how are we going to take them through this and that makes the most sense for them and meets them where they are? So I guess that was still part of the back work, but then that was directly in alignment with helping us build out the site. Doing all of that work helped me kind of wireframe. I'm getting all technical now, but like it helped me figure out what sections of the site we needed. What did the copy need to say? So I knew we were transitioning to proof to product. That made sense to me because the podcast had kind of taken on a life of its own. And I felt like that would be an easier transition than trying to come up with a brand new name. One of my biggest fears around this whole thing was, okay, people have known us as Trade Show Bootcamp for 8 years now. And if I change to something that nobody knows or is some, you know, innocuous name, how are they going to tie that back to me? I worried about our Google street cred, to be honest, you know, people finding us. And so I thought, well, we have a name, like people know us and we have a positive reputation under Proof Your Product. So that part didn't worry me as much because we had this name that was already there. But then it was about the mechanics. Like, so next I went to the website, like, how are we going to build this out to make it everything I want it to be, which is user-friendly and a strong customer engagement and not just about us, but about our people. And so lots of storytelling, lots of resources, lots of inspiration too. So the website was the first piece. To go back to your initial question, the website was what I viewed as like that first piece.
That's so fascinating to me that the website was higher up on the list than, say, like a new logo or picking brand colors or figuring out my new fonts. Like,
yeah,
because it is such an important part of your business, that website.
Well, I think it's because I was in a place where I knew I wanted our colors and fonts to stay the same because I wanted some continuity moving from Trade Show Bootcamp to Proof to Product. Okay. And when we built out the Proof to Product logo, we were very intentional about keeping the colors and the fonts and everything consistent so that it would be tied together. So I felt like, to me, that was the easy part because I knew our logo was going to stay the same. We were just making – basically, Trade Show Bootcamp had been the umbrella brand with Proof to Product under it. And now we were just elevating Proof to Product to be the umbrella brand.
So you're basically just swapping them, their roles.
Yeah, basically. Although now all of our programming is just under Proof to Product. And yeah, so I guess we had one less thing to do than other people that are completely rebranding because we didn't have to worry about that. So yeah, to me, the biggest next project was the website.
Yeah. Did you have any other... I'm thinking about building a new website with a new name and, like you said, losing that Google cred. Like, that just terrifies me. Like,
yes, me too.
Switching everything, like switching the name of everything. Besides the website, are there any other areas that you're really scared to switch the name to?
Not really. I think it's the technical stuff that just intimidates me a little bit. So
yeah,
with the website, for example, Trade Show Bootcamp site was on WordPress. We're moving to Squarespace we're changing domains, we're changing website platforms, and we're having to migrate all of our SEO. I'm probably not using the right terminology there, but like we basically have to make sure that Google understands that we are now Proof to Product. And I will say the other thing, and I haven't yet figured out the logistics for this, but changing our Instagram handle.
Terrifying, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I had somebody tell me, oh, it's super easy. You just go in and, you know, you hit edit and you change your name. And I'm like, yeah, but we have both handles already and I need to flip-flop them because one has, you know, 12,000 followers and one has like 2,000. And so we want to keep the 12, you know, but I'm hoping it's I'm actually have a call with somebody at Facebook and Instagram later this week just to make sure it's as simple as they say. And I can follow up with you guys in our Facebook group.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to need a follow up on that one for sure.
Yeah, but that has been intimidating too because, again, like you don't want – I think one of my biggest fears is people not being able to find us anymore because they didn't get the memo, they didn't get the message. And I think that's where like our marketing rollout is going to be really important for this. And I know we're going to talk about that later, but – you know, you got to hit people over the head with this kind of news before, you know, it takes a while to sink in. So we're going to try to do a lot of different things to communicate this change and let people know what we're doing so they can find us still.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what about you personally? Like, what are you feeling? You just smiled really big because nobody can see you, but I can see you.
Caroline.
Are you feeling relief? Is this stressful? Like, what are you feeling?
I am so excited now.
Yay.
I am so excited now. I love our new site. It's coming together beautifully. I know it's going to be such a wonderful resource for product-based business owners, not just the stationery world, but all product-based business owners. Wherever you are in your entrepreneurial journey, we have things there for you. And we've been very intentional in building out some new, like we have this new workbook thing and we're highlighting our alumni and like the amazing growth they've had in different ways. And we've got like stories and inspiration. I'm just really proud of it. And I look at this project as it's my chance to like put our alumni and our community front and center and tell their stories and show how together we're making this big impact and how everybody's growing differently and at their own rates, but yet they're doing amazing things. And so I'm just really, really proud of it. If you had asked me a couple of months ago, I was still like totally on edge and nervous and like, am I making the right, like I know in my heart it's the right decision, but it's just scary. Like it's scary to make a change like this. And so, but no, now I am thrilled. I know it's the right decision. I'm confident in that decision. There's a ton of little pieces that go into this, though, things that I didn't even realize. And so we're trying to get it all done and make it as seamless as possible.
Yeah, yeah. I am so excited to see it. Like, I, as somebody behind the scenes, I'm just like so excited. So I can't wait.
It's going to be good. You could probably hear the nerves in my voice as I was talking. This has been such an amazing project to work on, you guys, but it has been a long time coming. And we want to celebrate. We want to celebrate with you because our Proof to Product community would not be what it is today without all of you, our listeners, our speakers, our sponsors, and all the students who have trusted us to play a small part in their business. So here is how you can get involved in this celebration. Film an Instagram story talking about why you do the work you do. Tell us your name, your company, and tell us about the products that you sell and some successes that you've had. It can be as long or short as you want, but at the end, say, I am Proof to Product. And when you post it online, make sure to tag me at Proof to Product and use the hashtag I am Proof to Product, and we will share it on our feed. All of us are doing amazing things in our businesses, and we want to celebrate you and our community and how together we all rise. Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to proof2product.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.